Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Not a bad Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. We appreciate the ride. It's always an interesting time of day after the 6 o'clock hour. Seems like there's like a momentum shift here.
We're winding down.
Yeah, we'll kind of, okay. Sure. Okay.
We'll go with that.
Exactly. Home buyers, home sellers, if you are watching those mortgage numbers, thinking about maybe selling or making a purchase this New Year's, Mortgage Daily News reports that the average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed, well, that mortgage jumping to 7.07%, the 15-year fixed rate number, 6.48%. Stocks ending down today on the return of another shortened holiday trading week. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with an early rally fading and Wall Street's weekend to last year carrying over into the new year with the major averages falling. Shares of Tesla tumbling 6% and weighing on the NASDAQ and S&P 500 in the wake of its latest disappointing report. Fourth quarter deliveries missed Wall Street estimates, and Tesla also posted an annual sales decline for the first time in over a decade. The Dow winners today, NVIDIA, McDonald's, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Apple, Sherwin-Williams, and Salesforce. The Dow down 152 points, the NASDAQ lower by 30, S&P 500 down 13. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can find out more at positivecoach.org. Looking at the roads here, not dealing with too much. We typically don't at this hour. As for the weather, though, we're sitting at around 53 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful sunny Friday, high of 64, low of 40.
There you go. That's good stuff. 616 News Radio 92.3. Checking the board out at Pensacola International. I do this this time of day just to kind of give you an idea in case you have to pick up somebody maybe coming in on a flight, give you a heads up if it's running late or if it's on time. Or this afternoon we had flights that were actually arriving earlier. A couple of flights have been questioned. Overall, the board looks pretty good. Cancellations, delays, pretty much down. If you're watching that silver flight, it's 60, coming up out of Orlando, 7:10 touchdown time. That has been delayed just about an hour. 8:10 projected touchdown time now. And then there's a flight, it's a Southwest flight, 1097, one of those late-nighters, scheduled to arrive Pensacola at 1045. You're not going to see that one landing till well after midnight, about 10 or 10 after 12 or so. But the board looks pretty good out at PNS. And one thing that we talk about when we talk about the airlines, yeah, some have cancellation problems, some have computer delay problems. Well, despite those recent computer problems, Delta scores pretty high, and especially one category.
Delta Airlines scoring the highest ranking among U.S. carriers for on-time arrivals, despite suffering disruptions in July from an outage that caused thousands of flight cancellations, according to aviation data provider Cirium. Delta notching an on-time rate of more than 83%, which was good enough to rank the carrier third worldwide. The next best U.S. carriers were United Airlines at nearly 81% and Alaska Airlines at just over 79%. Last year, Mexican airline Aeromexico had the world's best record for on-time arrivals, with almost 87% of its flights arriving within 15 minutes of their scheduled arrival time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I got to tell you, I had some interesting flights on Aeromexico. Aeromexico.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Define interesting.
I'm still...
good interesting or bad interesting?
Well, interesting. Interesting, meaning that I survived. I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you about it.
That's exactly right.
Americans are optimistic about President-elect Trump's ability to control immigration. A Gallup poll showed that more than 2 in 3 Americans believe Trump will be able to curb the issue. Meanwhile, 28% don't think Trump will be able to tighten illegal immigration. It's the topic that respondents felt most positively about going into Trump's second term. Yeah, if you just looked at how the news handled this situation and how the Trump campaign promoted putting the kibosh on illegal immigration, it does not surprise me at all that this was a hot button issue for Americans and that it's the one that they were most behind Trump on.
618 News Radio 92.3. Happy dances over at the Escambia Animal Shelter. See him dancing over there. The longest resident at the adoption center found a home just in time for the holidays. Daisy spent 578 days at the shelter. She was adopted in time to spend her best Christmas ever with her new family.
Yeah, no, that's a feel-good story right there.
578 days.
Yeah, gosh, that's just... I can't imagine that.
I can't either.
And I'm glad I can't.
Because I saw the dog. The dog's a good-looking dog.
Yeah, good for them. The National Weather
Service. Smart adopting parents.
For sure. And the National Weather Service confirming that an EF1 tornado hit just north of Flemington over the weekend. The twister caused damage in the Barnett Crossroads area. NWS says the tornado was on the ground for just over 2 miles and had winds up to 100 miles per hour. No injuries were reported in our area.
I know working in the communications industry on the utility side, like at EC Way and all, we would have to post distribute boil water notices or, utility notices, whatever was going on in the system like that.
Right.
And if our system ever went down, let me tell you, the customers let us know about it in mass numbers. Get this one now. You know how many people are in Los Angeles?
How many?
26 million. Okay.
Just a tad.
So get this one. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department's computer dispatch system down since New Year's Eve. You don't think they're hearing and seeing some stuff from some of those 26 million people? Oh my gosh, Matt Murphy has a report from Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department's outdated computer dispatch system has been down since New Year's Eve, causing major disruptions. Deputies have had to manage all calls through radio communication. The department first noticed the issue when officers could no longer log on to their patrol car computers. The crash rendered the system inoperable. Although calls are still being answered, they are being manually tracked. The cause of the outage remains unclear, and it's uncertain when the system will be restored. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I remember in the old days at the EOC here, the Emergency Operations Center. In the old days, before they upgraded the computers, you used to have to write notes and pass them over to the different department that had stations at the center. But my goodness, you get used to this convenience of the computers and all, and you forget how to go to the backup systems.
Right.
those sheets of paper come in pretty handy sometime.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, as you said, computer technology is something that has to be one of the things that this current era of humanity takes the most for granted. Just about 6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some information on the first baby of the year at Ascension Sacred Heart, keeping that good news a-flowing. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating. Living life to the fullest. Emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked extensively about the newest information about the terror attack in Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve or the morning right thereafter. Also had a really good conversation with Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall about defensive measures, protective measures that are taken to protect crowds, for example, at Mardi Gras here in Pensacola. A lot of good information, a lot of reassuring information. So you can check out that interview and all the other conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify. often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Just kind of making our way through this Thursday afternoon. I cannot believe the weekend's almost here.
Yeah.
I mean, with Christmas and how it did midweek last week, and then we had New Year's this week, it just totally threw me off, if you know what I mean.
Hey, no, I get you.
Big deal. Big things happening. Good for the town of Century. Tomorrow, they are preparing to open the Century Millennium Time Capsule. This is where you're supposed to go. The thematic build here. Where were you and what were you doing back in 2000? The vault containing the materials is going to be opening up 1 o'clock at the Century Town Hall tomorrow. So that's interesting. I want to kind of tap into that tomorrow and report. We come on at 4 tomorrow. We'll tell you exactly what some of those materials were in the vault. William Reynolds with NorthEscambia.com covers this stuff great. And we'll check in with William and figure out, okay, William, give it to us. What happened?
What's the dealio?
Okay, let's go back to reality. The war is raging on in Gaza. Israel today says it's killed a senior Hamas intelligence figure. Jonathan Savage has more.
The Israel Defense Forces have confirmed what they call an intelligence-based airstrike in the southern Gazan city of Khan Yunis. They claim to have eliminated Hassam Shawan. He was the head of the Hamas internal security forces in the area. We're told Shawan was responsible for intelligence assessments before attacks on Israel's military. The airstrike took place in a humanitarian zone, and the Israelis say they took steps to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. According to Palestinian medics, at least 10 people died, including women and children. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. Weather's looking pretty good, too, in my opinion. 53 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 40. Beautiful, sunny Friday.
Okay, big battle brewing in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado over the use of psychedelic drugs for therapy. PTSD is what we're talking about here. Jack Callahan has more on this.
2 years after Colorado voters approved the use of psilocybin, the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, for treating PTSD, the city of Colorado Springs is restricting its use to at least a mile away from schools. Advocate Lane Ballone, a former Special Forces soldier, says that'll hurt the people who could benefit the most.
Specifically because this is a military town, there's so many veterans that could use this type of treatment.
While research has shown promise for psychedelic drugs in helping people with mental health conditions, including PTSD, the scientific research remains in its early stages. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
All right, hinted at this before the break. Some good news for you here locally. Got some new information on the first baby of the year at Ascension Sacred Heart. Everly was born at 12:09 a.m. on New Year's morning. Her parents are Megan Maples and Brian Allen of Pensacola. Apparently, Megan's birthday is New Year's Eve, so she went into labor early on December 31st. Congratulations to the first-time parents there.
Okay, we now know more about the people who threw those dogs off the Dog River Bridge over the weekend in Mobile.
Yeah.
Witnesses say the driver threw two dogs into the cold water off a bridge. Get this, 90 feet high. Works out to about nine stories in a building. Those dogs survived. A Mobile PD arrested two suspects on Wednesday, 18-year-old Tavoris Gallery and 71-year-old Mary Rivers. They were arrested on New Year's Day. MPD is confirming both Gallery and Rivers are set to be charged with two counts of animal cruelty following that incident, which is still under investigation.
Yeah, just a very sickening story.
That
there.
Is terrible. I mean, that is brutal.
Just about 6:29 here. Typically after the Fox News break, we get you your sports segments. We've got several headlines for you, but I'll kind of kick things off with this. We were talking about the Pro Bowl last hour and how the Pro Bowl rosters were revealed. Well, the Miami Dolphins not sending any of its players to the Pro Bowl, Miami being one of four teams without players selected. The others include the New Orleans Saints, the New York Jets, and Tennessee Titans. Now, the Dolphins and Jets, very disappointing with the implications they were supposed to have this season. But I'd argue the Saints, not just around here, but nationally, is disappointing as well, considering the first couple weeks they had.
Okay, SI has crowned their top athlete for 2024. Coming your way with the answer in 7 minutes.
I'm not going to say who it is. Not going to spoil it.
Don't do that.
But I will say this. It's not who I thought it was. I'll tell you that much
there. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so that should be a good one as well. But I will say it is a very deserved name.
Okay, you mentioned the Saints. And they were one of the teams that did not have representatives.
One of four.
Okay. But let me tell you, there's a lot of big hearts over New Orleans, especially with the Saints. Defensive end Cam Jordan has donated $25,000 to the New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. The Greater New Orleans Foundation joins the City of New Orleans and community partners to launch the fund. This is to support those affected by the terror attack on Bourbon Street New Year's Day. To donate, here it is, 2014 givenow.kimbia.com/NOLA/New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. And if you didn't get it, Texas will give it to you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The FBI continues to investigate the terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's when an Army veteran from Texas drove through a crowd of revelers, killing at least 14 people. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
The FBI is now working on putting together a timeline for how and when this U.S. Army veteran became radicalized to the point that he carefully planned out a massacre here on Bourbon Street.
The FBI says Shamsuddin Jabbar acted alone. Investigators in Las Vegas are identifying the man they believe blew up a Tesla Cybertruck in front of the Trump Hotel on New Year's Day. Fox's Jeff Paul has more.
Investigators are filling in some holes, like the person who they think may be responsible, 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Investigators believe Livelsberger shot himself in the head before the explosion. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Google parent Alphabet is being downgraded. The move from market outperform from market perform by JMP Securities highlights the potential impact of the company's antitrust battle. Analysts with JMP are saying the risk from antitrust penalties could significantly impact Google's U.S. distribution of search and search revenue. On Wall Street, stocks were lower during the first trading session of 2025, with the Dow dropping 152, the S&P and NASDAQ both off slightly. Tesla's fourth quarter and year-end vehicle production and deliveries report follows a huge late-year rally in the company's share price. Tesla shares fell 4%. Aeromexico and Delta dominated the rankings for most on-time airlines last year. No airline topped 90%. U.S. crude oil futures for February are above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. It was only 33 days ago that Ryan Day once again lost to Michigan. And deservedly so, Day was clowned by all in the college football community, including yours truly. The job isn't done yet, but now the Ohio State coach is two wins away from winning it all. And even with all the talent that the Buckeyes have, it's still surreal that Day is now the favorite to win the national championship, especially where we were all at a little over a month ago. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors Monday at 10 to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're a troublemaker, you're a troublemaker.
but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Just kind of jamming your Thursday afternoon away. Thank you so much for the ride home. Do appreciate that. Interesting thing, Sports Illustrated has crowned their new top athlete for 2024. Boy, we were totally wrong in trying to guess this one, weren't we?
Yeah, but as I told you earlier, I get it. Like, this is a fair choice.
Well, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we didn't get it on our choices is what I'm saying here.
You are correct.
Fox's Michelle Pelino. Well, she's going to tell you who it is.
Simone Biles has been named Sports Illustrated's 2024 Sports Person of the Year. The 27-year-old gymnast took home 3 gold medals and a silver during the Summer Paris Olympics, bringing her total global titles to 32. Her comeback story is even more remarkable, considering the challenges she faced in Tokyo in 2021, where she withdrew from several events due to mental health concerns. Biles is the first woman to win this award since Naomi Osaka and Breonna Stewart in 2020, joining legends Serena Williams and LeBron James. She'll officially receive the award January 7th. Michelle Pelino, Fox News.
6:39 here, and we've got breaking news. Notre Dame defeats Georgia. That's the 7, upsetting the 2 in the quarterfinal, the All-State Sugar Bowl. 23-10 was your final score. I say upset because by seeding it was, but Georgia did not have their starting quarterback. I want to say at kick, Notre Dame was favored by 1 point. I know they were this morning. Congrats to the Irish. We knew this was going to be a tricky game for Georgia with their circumstances. We knew Notre Dame was tough. Playoff team, playoff stage. And my goodness, the SEC only has one representative in the semis. That's kind of surprising, especially when you consider that it's Texas, who's kind of limped to the finish line on multiple occasions. Most recently did, Chris, against Arizona State. But not only that, when they first announced that they were heading to the SEC, a lot of Southeastern purists said, hey, you don't belong here. You're not good enough to be here. Well, now they're all the SEC fans have.
Okay, Notre Dame moves on to face Penn State next Thursday in Miami.
Yes. Gonna be getting jiggy with it.
All right. Next game coming up tonight. Yep, there's one more. It's a goodie. At the Gator Bowl over in Jacksonville. Duke is taking on Ole Miss.
Yes. Man, I'm hoping Duke keeps this game competitive. I got to tell you, as a sports fan, Chris, just me personally, if there were a game where I hoped both teams could lose, it would be this one. Ole Miss was a kind of a villain this year with Lane Kiffin being outspoken on X, with their team feigning injury very blatantly. But also, as a Wake Forest fan, I don't like me some Blue Devils, dude. So if I had it my way, I'd take both teams to lose. But I think Ole Miss is going to win convincingly, and this is going to be a pretty lopsided quarterback battle.
Okay, here we go. Let's take it to the local level. Ice Flyers returning home to our ice tomorrow against Birmingham. Get ready for that Big Cars Pixar promo night, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. And Bobby Clayton is returning to Pensacola as Catholic High School's head football coach. Clayton previously served as the head coach of Gulf Breeze for about 7 seasons. Past couple, he's been down in Fort Walton. He will take over a very powerful Pensacola Catholic team. Good move for Bobby Clayton, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And hopefully it pays off for Catholic. Hopefully it's a good move for them as well. Because Catholic, they have just been a phenomenal program these past few years. All right. Want to shift over to the NFL. We mentioned this just before the Fox News break. Got the Pro Bowl rosters being announced. And this is one of the main things that stood out to folks. The AFC Pro Bowl quarterbacks are the Bills, Josh Allen, Bengals, Joe Burrow, and Ravens, Lamar Jackson. No Patrick Mahomes in sight, my friend.
They should have gotten some of those co-ed girls from the college flag football league to play in this game.
Considering that there is going to be a flag football game, I can't say that's completely unreasonable.
I know.
But no, congrats to the people who were selected. On the NFC side, you had the Lions, Jared Goff, Vikings, Sam Darnold, surprisingly, and Commanders, Jaden Daniels as the NFC Pro Bowl QBs. Man, a ton of underdog stories with those selections there. Pro Bowl games taking place on February 2nd in Orlando.
I just have a hard time buying into it after watching it in Honolulu for so many years. And were they actually... hey, get this, they played football.
Yeah, the vibe used to be a lot better. And I'm sorry, but the festivities did used to be a lot more respected. That is not me ragging on the Pro Bowl. That is what anyone will tell you. That's what Chris just told you right there.
And once again, Cam Jordan over of the Saints over New Orleans has donated $25,000 to the New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. If you would like to donate to the fund, let me give you the address. You can go. This is your URL address here. 2014givenow.kimbia.com/NOLA, N-O-L-A dash New Year's Day dash Tragedy dash Fund. If you don't have it, be more than happy to give it to you. You can text us 850-437-1620 and we'll give you that information.
And lastly, here in your sports headlines, the youngest son of LeBron James heading to Arizona to play college basketball. Bryce James committed to the University of Arizona on Wednesday. James's older brother, Bronny, played one season at USC before being drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. Bryce considered a four-star prospect in the 2025 recruiting class by ESPN. I think he's significantly taller than Bronny, so he's got some size on him. Obviously got the genes, thanks to daddy there. But going to Arizona, man, that's a big name. Good for him.
Okay, I'm still not buying into the Bronny thing because he promotes himself as like a Laker or whatever, but he's on the G League.
He's been in and out of the G League.
In and out. He's been, what was he, 45 seconds or something on the court for the Lakers? And then that was it. Benched him in and off he went to the G League.
He's a great story, but that's about it right now.
Yeah, okay. Daddy got him in on the bench so they could do the history thing. I got it. Hey, a common eye condition that affects millions of Americans is really getting some attention this afternoon. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. January is Glaucoma Awareness Month. The National Eye Institute says the disease can cause vision loss and blindness, which can't be reversed. What happens is that fluid in the eyes builds up, which then increases pressure and damages the optic nerve. The optic nerve transfers visual images to your brain. It is possible to save your vision or prevent further vision loss with early detection and treatment. But unfortunately, there are no early symptoms or warning signs. There's no pain or discomfort or blurry vision. And that's why regularly scheduled eye and vision checkups are important. During the checks, an eye care professional will place drops in your eyes to widen the pupils and check the optic nerve for signs of glaucoma. 3 million Americans have it and half don't know it. Those at higher risk are African Americans over 40 years old and adults in general over 60. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lisa. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. The roads have been, for the most part, very kind to us this evening. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 44 this evening. Tomorrow, beautiful sunny Friday, high of 64, low of 40.
Okay, while you're talking about the roads, Austin, January is move over month here in Florida. If you're driving and there is a vehicle stopped with their hazards on, you got to move over. This is law now. In 2002, going back here, the state approved the move over law. That means drivers must move over a lane safely when law enforcement or emergency vehicles are on the shoulder. Not moving over can result in a fine, and they will take points on your license. So move over. And I know, listen, I hate it sometimes because the person on the left side of you, if you're on the freeway, and the car that stopped on the right won't let you over. And you're just, okay, what do I do now?
You're in a crappy situation.
Well, yeah. What they tell you to do is, by law, slow down to 20 miles per hour. Totally slow it down. And then make your move over. That's the way the law reads. I checked into that earlier.
All righty. And speaking of some numbers here, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits down to its lowest level since last April. New unemployment claims filed the week ending December 28th were down 9,000 from the previous week. Economists expected an increase, but claims data tends to be more volatile at the end of the year because of seasonal hires and such.
You know, it's kind of like an oxymoron. A couple of days ago, we were reporting on the possibility of Pensacola Energy increasing rates going into 2025.
Right.
But I've got a better story, kind of make you feel a little bit better about our gas friends. Pensacola Energy customers may be eligible for a refund. This is connected to a 2015 class action lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees since 1970.
Wow.
The actual amount has not been determined by the court. The case is still pending. Can you say multiple interest? Compounded interest? I mean, geez, since 1970.
Yeah, quite a lot of time.
Was that about 54 years or something like
that? Officially 55 now.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, get with the times.
Jeez.
just about 6:48 here. We'll get another quick check of the Wall Street numbers. Try to get those for you every hour. Well, stocks closed today in a choppy first trading session of 2025, a little bit lower than we would like. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 152 points to 42,392. S&P 500 lost 13 points to 58,68. And the NASDAQ dropped 30 points to 19,280.
We'll just frame this as a practice run through, if you will. And what I'm talking about, the new red light cameras now active in Pensacola. Here's your locations to get used to these things. 9th and Bayou. This is right near Cardova Mall. 9th and Airport, also right around the corner from Cordova Mall. 9th and Fairfield, Davis and Fairfield, and 9th and Gregory Street. There is a grace period in place after February 1st. Citations will be issued probably to the tune of about $158.
Yeah, just about. In all seriousness, yes, that number does sound about right. So quite a pretty penny, at least if you're me. All right. You know, Chris, we've talked a little bit about these Waymo robo-taxis.
Yeah.
Well, a man is under arrest for attempting to take over one. police found the man behind the wheel of the driverless vehicle in downtown Los Angeles this morning. He could not operate the car because Waymo technicians disabled it remotely. The man initially refused to exit the vehicle, but as police approached behind a riot shield, they were able to open the door and pull him out. He was taken away in handcuffs.
What a brain. He's a brainiac. That guy's smart, let me tell you.
Yeah, what a doofus.
Okay, first of the year actually has opened doors for homeowners in Florida. Homestead exemption helps save money on property taxes, and boy, does it ever. Homeowners have until March 1st to apply. If you have not done this, do it. The exemption provides up to $50,000 in value savings off of that property tax. Florida homeowners who apply for homestead exemption must provide evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residencies to apply. And I got a notice from the bank. It was Regions Bank or so. They had gone through a situation where there had been somebody tapped into their security systems. And so they sent me a letter, you know, first apologizing, things like that, and then saying, here's what you have to do to get your credit fixed. It was like 14 pages of things. Hopefully, somebody will look at my bank account and say, just let's go someplace else. This is not worth this one, you know.
That's, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's when you know you've made
it. Just go ahead. Go. Let's not enough in this one. Let's go to the next one.
A North Carolina woman going into the new year with one eye open after mistaking nail glue for eye drops. I don't bring this up just because it's morbidly funny to some people, but also because it encourages you to be careful out there.
Dangerous.
The woman who lives just outside Charlotte said she mistook the bottle because it had a similar shape. She realized her mistake when she squirted the glue into her eye, sealing it shut. Doctors are saying it could take up to 7 weeks before her eye will be able to open, and then it'll have to be checked for damage. So, I've used eye drops. Sometimes, you know, I'm running on midnight oil here, and I gotta squirt them a bit. Well, I don't have nail glue, but if you do, seriously, be careful.
Well, listen, I tried the contact lenses thing for a while until I went to sleep with my contact lenses on.
Mm-mm.
And I woke up and it was all fog for like a day. I said, that's it. Not messing with the eyeballs anymore. Not doing it. So
contacts. Yeah, I've never had to put any in. Thank goodness.
I tried them.
They scare me.
And also the transition lenses give me a problem too, to find that neutral ground in the transition lens.
Yes.
To where you can find that level. Just too complicated. So I got bifocals, you know, in doing that stuff. FBI. We're hearing the same story. There's really nothing changing about the story over New Orleans. After initially saying the bad guy had help, now says the New Orleans terrorist suspect acted alone in that New Year's Day attack, killing 15 people, including the driver. Jeff Manasso has the details from New Orleans.
The sound of a Bourbon Street band as the city of New Orleans reopens the famed French Quarter thoroughfare that's been cleared of carnage.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated,
and an evil act.
FBI Assistant Director Christopher Rea now saying the suspect, who was shot and killed by police, who is inspired by a terror group, acted alone. That explosives found on Bourbon Street were placed there by the suspect, whose home in Houston. Cell phones and computers are being searched, along with the Las Vegas car bomb suspect's home in Colorado Springs, for which we're told right now there's no connection. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I was telling you this. I don't care how long it goes. The French Quarter will never be the same. Mm. It just won't. It just not with this happening down there and just the feelings of the people of New Orleans. It's going to take a different texture altogether.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing.
Because you can't have a place that's typically that loud, that vibrant, that alive, and be in a position, especially during festivities like New Year's or whatever, you can't be in a position like that now and not think about, well, what if somebody did this again? Or what if something similar happened? You're right. It's very upsetting.
For many years, I lived in the quarter for over 20 years on Esplanade between Royal and Charters. But I will tell you this. I don't even go on to Bourbon during Carnival. I will not even walk on Bourbon Street.
Just too much?
Too many variables to happen. You can't control a lot of things in that kind of crowd. Don't like it. Let the younger kids have at it.
Let them have a blast.
I've done it. Been there, done that. What's next?
All right. 6:53 here. So I'll tell you what's next, my friend. A commercial break. When we return, one of President-elect Trump's campaign slogans was to drill, baby, drill. We got details on what that could mean for the economy and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. John Fogerty, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Scammy commissioners are soliciting applications for people who are interested in serving as reps of the Escambia Pensacola Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. That is a mouthful. Members will serve a 3-year term from January right now, 2025, through December 2028. All applicants must be received no later than Monday, coming up this Monday, for consideration. Right.
Just past 6:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking fine. They have been for a while. Thanks for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 40. Sunny, beautiful Friday.
Whew, okay. Dozens of officials across the country have received warning letters telling them of consequences of interfering or impeding and really getting in the middle of illegal immigrant enforcement. A lot of these sanctuary cities are saying, oh, we're not going to do this. Fox has more on the story.
Securing America.
250 mayors, police chiefs, and governors now on notice. They face federal prosecution if they interfere with President Trump's mass deportation plan. A letter from America First Legal, which has strong ties to Trump policymakers, say it is a crime for local officials to conceal or shield migrants from federal agents. The letter targets leaders in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. In recent weeks, many have said they'll refuse to cooperate with federal efforts to ramp up deportation of criminal migrants. That's not going over well with incoming border czar Tom Homan.
If you don't want to protect your communities, shame on you. But we're going to do it for you. You're not going to stop me. We're coming.
Federal law says if you're here illegally, you're deportable, crime or not. Congress, through the 1986 Immigration Control Act, requires criminal aliens be deported, quote, as soon as possible after their conviction. William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. One of President-elect Trump's campaign slogans was to drill, baby, drill, and that will likely have a huge impact on the Texas economy once he takes office. Glenn Hamer, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says the state's population is booming and they'll need all the power they can get. In addition to oil, he's confident the Trump administration will also support research into wind, solar, and next-gen nuclear energy. Put together, he says, that will help keep gas prices low for drivers because the world will rely less on foreign oil. How about that?
Okay, let's talk about some energy here. Florida Power and Light plans to seek nearly $2.5 billion in rate increases this year. How about that one?
Yeah.
That doesn't make you too happy. The hikes are, doesn't make me happy at all. The hikes are the result of increases in inflation of 21%, interest rates going at 180%. 180%. I didn't say that wrong. I just want to reinforce that.
Yeah, emphasis.
Yes, absolutely. FPNL estimates a typical residential customer's bill will increase by about an annual rate of approximately 2.5%. Don't forget, 16 days and counting. Early voting begins January 18th, will continue through the 25th. The number of early voting sites in Escambia County being cut from 10 to 7. You will not be able to vote up in Century, the University of West Florida, or in Brownsville.
Oh, all righty. Thank you very much, sir. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back for you tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. for a beautiful Friday. Take care.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.